Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you DJ ESG.
What's up, guys? Happy 2024. This is DJ ESG, and every time I send a podcast out to you guys through the airwaves, I tell you exactly how it is. I sugarcoat a little bit. Like, I don't want to be that guy, and I've put out 145 podcasts already, and a couple of them were minorly sugarcoated because I felt really bad about it, but you know what I was told? I was told, fuck that. Send out a podcast exactly the way that you feel. At this point in my career, I have over 3,500 events under my belt and over 1,000 online reviews of people saying how wonderful and amazing and great I made their day. So you know what? I don't give a shit anymore. I'm going to tell you how it is, because this is not how I act on an event. But I'm sitting here behind a microphone, behind my desk in my cozy little condo where the HOA does everything for me, and all I got to do is let my dogs out and pet my cats, and I'm going to tell you exactly how it is. I went to a wedding a few days ago. The nicest guy, the nicest DJ, he couldn't mix for shit. I had the same crowd twice. I had the sister's wedding and the cousin's wedding, and we had ragers both times. This guy did not know how to work this crowd. He had no idea, which leads me to tell you guys right now that I don't care what the company says, whether that's a company I worked for before or a company I currently work for now, the DJ makes all the difference. And not the company where you got the DJ, the actual DJ himself, because all DJs are not created equal. If that was the case, all NFL quarterbacks, all NBA players, all Major League Baseball sluggers, and all NHL goalies and scoring machines, plus the soccer stars of Ronaldo and Messi, everybody would be the same, and that's not true. All DJs are not made equal. I don't care what anybody tells you. Bands are not made equal. DJs are not made equal, because there's things that DJs can do that others can't. Be interactive. Get the crowd going. Use their personality to create a moment. Play the right music. Mix. Putting two songs together. Using the circle of fifths. Mixing beats. Putting together key matches that make sense. Having one song flow into the next song. Scratching, juggling, mashing up, beat jumps, all these things that a DJ can or can't do, creating moments on a dance floor. I'm telling you, all DJs are not created equal. I don't give a shit what the person on the other end of the phone tells you. It is not true. I worked for 3 major companies in my life. The first one, you had to put a name on that contract. You were not getting a contract unless you put a name on it. The second company I worked for, again, you were not getting a contract unless you put a name on it. The third company I worked for the last 10 years, half the contracts that went out were open-ended, meaning there was no name on the contract. They just sent you somebody closer to the event date. Now, granted, most of the time that worked out, but you wouldn't have known your ass from your hole in your head what a good DJ really looks like, because a great DJ and a good DJ are two different things. So if they sold you an open-ended DJ where they would pick the person closer to the event, you don't know a steak from a piece of chicken. And that's fine, because you're not expecting a whole lot. But if you want the best of the best, you go online, you ask those people on the other end of the phone who the best DJs are, who Patrick Mahomes is, who LeBron James is, who Michael Jordan is, who Wayne Gretzky is, who Tom Brady is, who Peyton Manning is. You ask those questions. Ask who the stars are. Go through every baseball all-star and say, who are these guys on your team? Where can I get one of those? And I'm telling you right now, everybody has them, because if every single company out there had people that were the same, man, we would have across the board the best entertainment ever in our area and in every other city and state around the nation. We would have an equal playing field of amazing fucking people, but we don't. We have incredible people, we have great people, we have good people, and we have okay people. And this is a one and done event. This is your wedding, for God's sakes. You don't get to do this over again. You want the best of the best if available. So remember, everything I say on this podcast, I'm not giving you shit advice. I'm giving you great advice. Yeah, I sold open-ended DJs for a long time. And I'll tell you this right now, open-ended DJs not knowing who's coming sucks. Sucks for you, the client, because you have no idea what's good and what's great. You go online and look at Wedding Wire and The Knot. You can see what's good and what's great. Great reviews all over the place. Good. Who the fuck is this person they're sending out? Trust me, it's great advice. I'm DJ ESG. This is season 6, episode 1. I'll be back. I am the EST. Thank you so much for listening. Episode 1, season 6. This is my first first podcast of 2024. They're just going to get better and better. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just stuck? I went to a shrink. That's bringing me down. I went to a whore. He said my life's a bore. Choke with my white and blood. That's bringing her down. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Rest.